You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Gorham Park. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, pretty good, Mark. Pretty good.
Good man. What do you make of tonight's action?
It's not fantastic stuff, but there were one or two interesting bets on the card. Particularly one or two of these short ones that were probably taken on. Certainly, I've got some E2 alternatives anyway.
Right, good stuff. Right, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5.50. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Maiden. It's over a mile, and the betting this morning headed by True Solitaire, who's 10-11. Turret Rocks is 3-1, 5-1 for Jaffe, 10s for Rajapour, 14s for Uninhibited, and it's 20-1 for Ravens Hill. So the Dermotwell newcomer heads the betting. Andy, how do you see this opening race going?
Yeah, if you're a follower of Dermotwell Maidens at Garran, I think you've been well in profit in the last couple of years. He's got a fantastic strike rate in 3 or plus maidens, 31% to boot. And he runs quite a few in these colours as well, the Mugled Stud Farm colours. Carla Bianca, she won here plenty of times, listed in group winner here. And also, it's called Jolly Air, made her debut here. So obviously, Dermot does like to introduce a nice newcomer to this track, and there's no reason to think this cart by Oasis Dream won't follow suit. Of course, related to Carla Bianca as well. Obviously, we've got to keep an eye on the market. We always have to win these races. We've got Kevin Brennan against Jaffe in there. Kevin's horse are in much better form than they were, and Jim Boulder won a maiden race with a nice horse at the Curran Saturday, so his 3 years are going very well, and he's got Philly by Fastnet Rock in the first time hood. But the market suggests that True Solitaire's up to the standard normally associated with winning these races. So let's stick with Dermot Weld as he continues his fantastic trot through this summer.
Sticking with Dermot Weld in the opener then. The second race is the 6.20. This is another maiden. This one's over a mile. And US Navy Seal is the 5-4 favourite. 4-1 for Boombox, who's been nibbled from fives. Don Mirage is 9-2. 5-1 for Laganor. 6-1 for Mutter Darmen. And then 20-1 and double figure prices for the others. The betting suggests only four or five of these should get into it. Andy, how do you see it going yourself?
Yeah, very compact betting this morning. Let's get that out of the way. 5-4 the favourite, then 4-1, 9-2, 5-1, 6-1. I think we're going to see some drifters and some shorteners here. I think the favourite will drift. I don't think there's going to be a great deal of confidence behind him. You certainly can't have a maximum amount of faith in him anyway, because he was absolutely slaughtered first time up when he was a short price favourite at Leopardstown. OK, that wasn't a bad maiden, of course. Tomberlane, Highland Rail et al. Have all gone on to suggest that was an above-average race, but you know, finishing last of 7.9 lengths, that was a real poor return. Hasn't been seen that since. So you're very much in the dark with this horse, what kind of well-being he's in, and whether he's going to live up to the reputation of his homework anyway. And he's got four or five solid horses in there who've got some, you know, good form to take advantage. They're all rated close to the 80 mark, so he's going to have to perform at a good level anyway. And you know, the likes of Mutter Darmen and Dawn Mirage have already set fair standards. We've got this Boombox, who's been heavily backed. I think the better ground will suit him as well, after a good run first time out beyond one of Dermot Wells. But the interesting one for me is Laganor. Now, this filly really did catch the eye on her opening salvado the day behind Ortega at Nace. It was a race which was very much played out, as it often is at Nace, as I keep banging on about, from the front. If you're too far back, basically, you just don't get a look in. And Laganor, after a slow start, trailed the field turning in, but made some real good late headway up the inside rails without being unduly punished. In fact, Fran Berry hardly moved. He was quite as a church mouse on this horse, but yet it still finished off the race very, very strongly. Obviously, those pesky late eye catchers and late headway monkeys are always difficult to assess where they would have finished, how much they actually did have left in the tank, and whether, given a more positive ride, they're going to be more effective next time out. But either way, you strip it down, I think 5-1. Each way we can afford to find out with Laguna. As I said, I think she's a nice filly in the making, and hopefully she'll certainly be good enough to finish in the frame at the very least.
Each way pick for Andy then in the 6.20. The 6.50 is the third race on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile. The market this morning headed by Vocal Air, who's 6-4. 3-1 for Knights Templar. Rockview Emperor is 4-1. It's 13-2 for Prince Jock, and 12-1 and double figure prices for the others. Who do you side with in the third race, Andy?
Yeah, Vocal Air has been shoved in favourite here. A lot of punters will be expecting this filly to follow up that skin of her teeth win the other night down in Leopardstown, when it was a race that Shabra Emperor should have won, really, but there was no pace in the race and ended up being a little bit of a sprint. Obviously, if this race develops along the same lines, then she's got a chance of completing that quick follow-up. But I think this race is a little bit more complex and likely to be a bit more strongly run than that one the other night down in Leopardstown. It might just find her out here at a short price. I certainly think Enough is Enough is going to make sure there's a strong enough gallop. She absolutely went off as if a tower was on fire the other day here over this course and ended up being swallowed up into the pack. But she certainly would make sure that this race is run at a nice tempo. And that, I think, will very much suit Knights Templar, who once again fell foul of a stop-start gallop at Leopardstown last time out, like many horses do at Dublin's premier track. But prior to that, strongly run handicap at Roscommon. He came through really strongly to win in very convincing fashion, ended up winning by 2¾ lengths from three horses down the field who have subsequently gone on to win, including Snapclick, who was third. The time of that race puts him well clear of my speed figures. So basically, I'm just relying on a sound gallop here. He's definitely got the best numbers in the race. And if things pan out, like they did at Roscommon, then 3-1 with William Hill this morning looks very tempting for Pat Flynn's charge, who has a strong hand on tonight's card here at Gowran.
Okay, on to the fourth race next, which is the 7.20, and this one is another handicap. This one's over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, and Fire Crown is the 8-11 favourite. It's then 8-1 for Count of Carabas and Regal Power, 10-1 for Almadar and Hatton Cross, 12-1 for Twists and Turns, and 14s or bigger for the others. A little bit of a change in price on Corbis, though, 20s into 14s this morning, but an odds-on favourite in the shape of the Ox filly, Fire Crown. She was a good second on handicap debut last time, Andy. Will she go one better here?
Well, I fancy one against her. I think she'll run well, but 8-11, you have to be joking if you're going to back that horse at that price. I mean, it was a slowly run race the other day. The front two quickened up really smartly, and she got outrun by an 8-1 poke who was fairly well exposed. Obviously, she's against the older horses here, and you know, she still remains an interesting runner. I just think it's the fact that she's one of these like sexy ones in a handicap, John Oxyard. Everyone thinks that she's going to go down and come back, but I think this is far more difficult than the market suggests here. There's one or two in here who have done some big numbers of late, certainly numbers far usurping what Firecrown has done up to now. And one of them is Count of Carabas, who is probably my bet on the card here at 8-1. I think he'll give us a great run for our money. It's a tremendous run first time out in a very strongly run race. The fastest furlong per furlong time I got down in Limerick the other day, won by Annie Irish. And I didn't think this horse was that lucky in the latter stages, having got squeezed for room in a vital stage. Was certainly doing all its best work at the finish. Obviously, 7 furlongs is its ideal trip. And with that run under its belt, I'm expecting a massive run here from Carabas, and you can get a massive 8-1 for him tonight. Hard to see him not finishing the frame if he runs up to that speed figure. So let's go against the favourite here, who's a desperately short price, and go with Carabas each way at 8-1.
Count of Carabas each way for Andy then, taking on the favourite in the 7.20. The 7.50 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. 5 of them in the lineup here, and Bo Satchel is the 13-8 favourite. Texas Rock is 3-1 with Strait of Zanzibar, 4-1 for Rummaging, and Splash Top is the 14-1 outsider. Not too many of them here, Andy, but who comes home in front?
Yeah, nasty one this. It's all going to be about tactics. I presume that Strait of Zanzibar will make the run-in. Because there are no obvious front runners in this particular race tonight. Bo Satchel, Rummaging, Texas Rock are all hold-up performers who'd want a sound pace. It could well be that Ken Condon's charge slips this field from the front. And on the numbers, he comes here off the back of a very strongly run race here the last day. It was the race that went in the way of Laviniad, who's becoming a bit of a track specialist. But Have a Nice Day, of course, was in that race. Podcasters will remember that horse fondly, who won for us in a nice price at the Curragh on Sunday. So the time figure that race has already been boosted. And straight to Zanzibar and Rummaging, who was finishing very strongly that day, both representatives out of that race. You've also got Bo Satchel, who took part in that quality handicap at the Kura on Sunday behind Hassanor. And Texas Rock also caught the eye in that race as well. So all four of these have all got major, major claims, but it does depend how the race pans out. As I said, it wouldn't surprise me if Straight at Zanzibar, maybe in a slowly run tactical affair, was able to nick this from the front. But I certainly wouldn't be staking my life on this particular race.
Okay, take a little bit of a chance on the Straits of Zanzibar then there. The 8:20 is the sixth race on the card. It's a handicap over a mile and one furlong. The market headed this morning by Dance Rouge, who's 4-1. 5-1 for Best Kept Secret, 11-2 for Beach Mountain Whisper. Lucy Rye is 6s, 12s into 8s for Mighty Fine. Sandy Times is 8-1, 10s for Tortoise and Gras. And 12-1 on bigger prices for the others. One of the more open races on the card, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, my nap on the card runs in here. I've already had a bit of interest on Dance Rouge, who dipped its toe into handicap company for the first time here over this course on the 22nd of June, in fact, their last meeting. And didn't half catch the eye massively. It was the race that went the way of the well-backed Wardell, but we had loads of informed performers in that particular race. The Fairy come there off the back of a good run. And also Ishibe or Grey has been in fantastic form of late. Caution was also in that race. And Dance Rouge ran a race in keeping of a horse that definitely wants further. Clearly that 7 furlongs was too short for her. She found herself getting outpaced. She actually turned into the home straight in last position, but she finished her race off very eye-catchingly, very strongly in the latter part of that race, and was going on really strongly through the line. So this step-up in trip tonight is absolutely guaranteed to suit her. And her sectional times as well, a 46.9 from the 4 furlong pole, far outweigh the one that was achieved by Beach Mount Whisper on the same card, who finished third in the handicap won by Social Climber. He did 49.3 and looked very laboured in the latter stages. So there's no way that Beach Mount Whisper would be beating Dance Rouge, and they're the first two in the betting. So you're basically looking at horses like Best Kept Secret, Lucy Ray, maybe Mighty Fine to step up to the plate and maybe improve. But if they don't, then on the figures, then Dance Rouge should take this race. 4-1 this morning with William Hill. Definitely, definitely a strong each-way bet and the best bet on the card.
Best bet on the card then for Andy in that one. The final race is the 8:50. We finish here with a Filly's Maiden over the extended mile and 1 furlong. And Jolyn and Sidra are the 2-1 joint favourites this morning. It's 6-1 for Terracotta. Dutch Party's 11s, 12-1 for Pure Drama. And 14s or bigger for the others. The two joint favourites here, Andy, still look open to a bit more improvement. So one of those two come home in front.
Yeah, I'd probably side with Sidra here out of the two of them. I just think Jolene's looking a little bit one-paced in her races. Maybe a more stronger run race and a step-up in trip might suit Johnny Murta's filly, but she's been found wanting on her first two starts, having got herself a little bit far behind in both of them. Whereas Sidra comes out of a very strongly run race down in Cork. That was back in April. I'm not sure why Dermot Wells' filly hasn't been seen out since, 71 days absent. But the form of that race couldn't have worked out any better. It was a strongly run event. We haven't seen the winner, funny enough, since that day. I don't know if he's been sold. A horse called Castle Lions, who knocked out an absolute majestic time on the figures. And I basically followed that race pretty religiously subsequently. And it's been a race worth following. Cradle Mountain and Zebek, they both won subsequently. So Sidra's performance back and forth, although disappointing on the day, probably wasn't as bad as we first anticipated. And it does put her well clear on the numbers. As I said, Dermot Wells got an unbelievable record here. 31% with his three-year-olds and older in these kind of races. Terracotta's got an each-way chance, but she's looking a little bit exposed as well, having got beaten in an apprentice handicap the other day. So it's not a particularly strong race. But out of the front two in the market, I'm going to go with Dermot Wells Sidra, who should have enough pace in her legs to take this kind of race.
Sidra for Andy then in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's have a quick summary of your selections if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, Dermot Wells got a strong chance of bookending this card with winners in the first and last, and he begins the night with True Solitaire as my selection in the opening maiden. I really like the chance of Lagorna each way in the 6:20 caught the on debut in a good race at Navan. In the next race, hopefully they'll go a good gallop here, courtesy of Enough is Enough, and that might set it up for the strong finishing Knights Templar. Counter Carabas is an absolute must each way against the short price hot pot in the 7:20. Could be a tactical race in the 7:50. It'll certainly give the first four in the market all chances off their back of their recent runs. But Straight at Zanzibar might come out best in the tactically run event. In the 8:20, best bet in the card is Dance Rouge. 4-1 for that is bound to be very or under attack during the course of the morning. And then the final race, the front two in the market looks should dominate, but hopefully Sidra will come out on top.
Superb, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy in Goran this evening.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.